Welcome back. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Sota. So the Mishnah continues talking about the procedure that the Sota would follow. So Hayuma Alan Osa the Beis Din HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, they would bring her up to the big court in Yerushalayim. Me'ayimin Aleha Kederech Shema'ayimin Al Edei Nefashos. And the judges would scare her, meaning they would frighten her that if she's guilty, so that she could tell the truth and admit her guilt. Just like they would frighten anyone in the case of a capital punishment, so they do with her. And they say to her, Biti harbe yayin osa harbe sechok osa harbe yadas osa harbe shecheinim haraim osim. She said, they would say to her, you know, my daughter, wine causes a lot of indecency and, to be playful, that also causes indecency, and being childish causes indecency, and having bad neighbors causes indecency. So in other words, they would basically provide excuses for her behavior so that she would not be ashamed to confess. And this was basically the second step. If frightening her doesn't work, so then they try to use other methods. Asi l'shmo ha'gadol shenichtav b'kedusha shelo yimache olamayim. And they say to her, you know, admit that you're guilty for the sake of Hashem's name, which is going to be written in holiness. And what happens is the name will be erased. So don't let it be erased. V'omrim l'faneha d'varam she'ina k'day l'shaman hi v'chol mishpachas beis aviyah. And they tell her things that neither she nor the members of her father's family deserve to hear. Meaning they tell her that there were great people also who did confess their wrongdoing, like Yehuda, who confessed that he made a mistake with Tamar. So great people did it, so you should also admit to your mistakes. And since she might be guilty and the members of the family might be no better than this, that's why they also don't deserve to hear these stories about the people who were, you know, truly tzaddikim. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalet. Now, Im Amra Mishnah Hey, Im Amra Tameyani, if she says that I am Tameh, that she did have relations, she did violate, she did commit adultery, Shoveres Ksubasa, so she writes her husband this, like a receipt that says that she lost the rights to her Ksuba, V'yotzei, and she leaves him, Im Amra Tahorani, but if she says that she really never had relations and she's ready to drink the water, Malin Osalashar HaMizrach Shal Pesach Sharani Kanor, they take her up to the place where she drinks the water, which they first take her all the way down to the eastern gate, which was opposite the gate of Nikanor, and from here they go to the Nikanor gate, Shesham Mashkinas Sotos, because the Nikanor gate is where the Sotas are given the water to drink. Mataran is saying, although it's also where women who give birth are purified, meaning women who give birth become Tamei through giving birth, and they stand at the Nikanor gate to oversee their karbanos that they have to bring in order to become Tahor. Mataran is a Metzoraim, and the Metzoros are also purified, meaning the purification process of Metzora takes place at the Nikanor gate. And the Kohen Ocheiz Bivgadeha, the Kohen grabs her clothes by the neckline and pulls at them. Im Nikru Nikru Im Nifrimu Nifrimu. If they're torn a little bit, they're torn a little bit, and if they are torn a lot, they're torn a lot. Aju megales liba, until he uncovers her heart, uncovers her chest, v'soser asara, and he also uncovers her hair and unties the braids of her hair to make her look unkempt and disgraced. Rabbi Huda says, im haya liba na'a lo haya megalehu. If she's a very attractive woman and you're gonna start undressing her, that's not going to be appropriate. So if that's the case, he doesn't uncover her. The im haya sara na'a lo haya sosro. And if her hair is attractive, he doesn't untie it, sort of just leaves it, it would seem, as is. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. But for now, have a wonderful day.